welcome to episode 3 of the 5x5 podcast. I'm Mina.
And I'm Tanya.
And in this episode, we are talking about Sherlock, Veronica Mars, and a few other of our fun favorite things of the week. We were supposed to have Ron Lim, a journalist and book blogger, this episode, but because of some work commitments, he will not be around for the broadcast today. But don't worry, we will be talking about One Direction and book blogging and all of the things that Ron does in 2 weeks.
Yes.
We are saving the questions that you've sent for him, and we are still so very curious about One Direction, and we will be talking about this very soon. So please stay tuned for that.
Yes, and in the meantime, since we can't have Ron today, we will have another guest. His name is Mike, and he is Mina's husband, and
he'll be here.
Yes, very convenient. He's going to be talking about The Hobbit, the second Hobbit movie, The Desolation of Smaug. So that'll be in part 2 of the podcast of this episode, episode 3. So,
okay, so I will start with my geeky thing of the week. And my geeky thing of the week is Sherlock, but I must say something a bit off topic. I just finished reading The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak yesterday, and it's a lovely book. I was crying.
Aww.
And it was it's really good. It's apparently going to be a movie, or it is a movie. It's out now or whatever. I know that there have been good reviews for the book, and I only bought it because it was on sale on Amazon.
Oh,
for
how much?
It was really cheap, like over the Christmas holidays, the Kindle edition. They dropped the price, and then I bought it, just knowing nothing about it really. And then I started reading it, and I finished reading it yesterday, and it's really good. So that's
what kind of story is it? Is it a genre novel?
It's a
comedy, isn't it? You were crying.
I was crying because of this funny thief. No, it's a period book set in World War II, and I guess that's all I'm going to say now, because you know, tears, World War II.
Okay.
But
are there funny moments at least?
And there's some funny moments, and not so much laughing though. But it's beautiful. I realized that I'm probably late, like several. How late am I?
Where was it released?
2006, apparently.
Oh, what? So, yeah. It's never too late to discover a good book.
Yes. So I'm really happy that I got to read it, and now I feel sad. So let's talk about Sherlock.
Okay. Yay! Let's talk about Sherlock.
Okay,
so
Sherlock.
as you know, after what, 2 years, a 2 year hiatus because of the shooting of the Hobbit movies, Sherlock, the TV series Sherlock from the BBC in the United Kingdom, it's back. And yes, after a 2 year absence. And I think the most recent one is episode 2 for this season.
Which I haven't seen.
Yes,
so we will
you
talk
will.
About episode
yeah,
one.
Yeah, episode 1. Don't worry, we're not going to spoil anyone. We're just basically going to squee about it. And the fangirl and go like, ah!
Yay!
So, Mina.
So, yay! Sherlock is back. No, I really enjoyed Sherlock when I first saw it, and I still enjoy it now. It's a very, very short. I mean, BBC series are short.
Yes, this one is like super short,
but
like 3 episodes per season.
It's like they took the 6 episodes that they usually do and made them 3 mini movies instead, right?
So, although in fairness, each episode is like an hour and a half
long.
Yeah.
It's long, but still, I mean, it's like an entire TV season packed into 6 hours or less, or a little more, and it's a little hard to get used to, and then you have to wait like 2 years for the next one. But it's really sad. I mean, it's really satisfying.
Okay, yeah, if any directors are listening, please stop hiring Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman for your really long trilogies.
Why are you keeping them away from Sherlock? Come on. We need more episodes. But if you haven't seen Sherlock before, there actually is a lot of Sherlock adaptation.
Stuff going on. Some of them
right
are not
now.
Even like called Sherlock.
Yes.
Like, for example, There's one that's running now in the U.S.
Elementary.
Elementary.
Yes, which is also an adaptation of Sherlock.
His name is Sherlock there, right?
His name is Sherlock Holmes.
The actor is...
Lucy Liu. Who plays Watson is Joan Watson. Mm-hmm. So it's still, I mean, it's and it's modern also, but a bit different because they're in the U.S. And
yes, although the actor who plays Sherlock is British.
Is British, that's right.
What was his
Johnny
name?
Lee Miller.
Johnny Lee Miller. Yeah.
Yes, so I haven't seen enough of that adaptation of Sherlock, but I mean, I saw one episode. It's more procedural. It's more mm-hmm. like a U.S. crime-solving show.
Yeah,
than...
the U.S. isn't really big on mysteries, yeah. right? They do. They have a lot of procedurals.
Yes, and... they have the one episode mystery that's it, and then it's solved and stuff like that. But I know that there are fans of Elementary out there.
It's not bad. I've seen a few episodes. Yeah, it's actually, you know, pretty good.
So we can squee about, or we can have you on and you can squee about that another time. But I also like the Guy Ritchie Sherlock movies with Robert Downey Jr. and yes. Jude Law. So that those things are happening too. If you're a Sherlock fan, you can get your kicks with those yeah. movies as well. But that's more period. Also stylish and in a way that sort of makes you feel that it's not really period, but it's fun. And but BBC Sherlock I think is really special because Benedict Cumberbatch is just a wonderful actor and a character, such a character even without Sherlock. I mean, apparently he can be a dragon.
He
can be a dragon. He can be a villain in a Star Trek movie. He can be a bunch of things, and the world is now discovering this, and that's why there are not enough episodes of Sherlock
yes.
going around. But yeah, so Sherlock is back, and Martin Freeman,
mm-hmm.
who plays Bilbo Baggins in The Hobbit, is also in Sherlock, and he's also good in it. As one half of the lovely bromance they've got going there. And so in the first episode of the new season, we see that he has a mustache.
Yes,
I guess
we do.
That's what's
yeah.
new. That's what's new with Watson. He has a mustache.
Are you team mustache?
Huh? I hate mustaches. I'm never for it. It is so sleazy to me. Whatever. So the fate of the mustache is decided on at the end of the episode.
Yes, yes. So
watch out for it. We will not spoil you yeah. if he remains mustached or not as the series continues. But okay, so that's the difference. Watson has a mustache, and it's like 2 years, right?
Yes.
It opens up, the episode opens up 2 years since the last episode, which sort of ends actually... In Watson seeing Holmes fall
to his death,
and
it's been 2 years, all right.
Okay,
we can it is no longer a spoiler.
Well, and this episode opens with us seeing how people have coped.
Yes.
Watson especially. With a mustache and all, and
you're saying Watson coped with Sherlock's death with the mustache?
Yes, that happens apparently. It's a thing, but I think even in that last episode of the second season, we saw
mm-hmm.
that I mean there was a scene at the end that alluded to Sherlock not being dead, right?
Yes.
So,
well, yeah, that's actually not a spoiler either.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
not a spoiler because there was a little like scene at the end where he saves, where somebody saves mm-hmm. Irene Adler from certain death. So
yeah.
we kind of assume that maybe Sherlock didn't fall to his death as Watson seen. So this episode pretty much explains that, but not.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Oh, and one thing I liked about it was they actually explained the 2 years.
Yes, like, what's been happening.
So, this episode does not continue immediately uh-huh. after the last episode of season 2. But there is actually... So, it's been 2 years since season 2. And they actually explain... 2 years also have passed
yes.
when season 3 opens. So, it's very clever.
Yes. I've seen, though, that people... I don't know. I mean, I'm just happy that they're back. I haven't really, you know, processed... whether Sherlock's different or whether but I have seen reactions where people are saying that Sherlock seems to be a different character now that season 3 has started. We can't really talk about that without spoiling all of you. So just I guess my review of the episode is I'm happy it's back. I'm happy everyone's back. I don't like the mustache, but I enjoy the series and it's fun. It's always a joy to watch, and sometimes it feels though that it's very flashy, mm-hmm. without really, like, if you took away the fancy cinematography and the, mm-hmm. and the flying text messages, you would actually be left with a simple story. But I think that's it, because these stories are actually based on very old Sherlock
sometimes they even use the same titles, right?
Yes, and sometimes lines verbatim are used because they strange enough still apply, mm-hmm. even in a modern
like setting. Watson, I texted you.
Yeah,
please reply.
Yeah, or like Watson being a veteran of the Afghanistan War. Like,
yeah,
which one? Right. No, I mean that one.
But yeah.
Anyway, so stuff like that. It's fun. I think in terms of adaptations, this is how you should do it. This is how you bring back something that
this is a modern day adaptation. Yes. So it's amazing how, you know, they could still keep so much of the original stories. Material. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've seen the second episode of the recent one.
Yes.
And it's awesome. I mean, like, you know, okay, the first episode was great. But the second one, you're like, I had to pause in the middle of watching it. Actually, I had to pause like a couple of times just to you know, calm down.
Okay.
It was that awesome. It's like, there's too much awesomeness. I need to pause a bit and, you know, reflect upon my life. So,
I can't wait to watch it.
Yes.
So. Okay.
All right. So that was yes. Sherlock. So, yeah, we can't recommend it enough to everyone.
Veronica, this is the whole case file. How'd you get this?
I'm sure you know breaking and entering is a felony.
Come on, I knew the felonies before I knew the state capitals.
Now we're going to talk about the new Veronica Mars movie.
Yes.
Which is not out, but there is a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you guys have seen it. We actually have it on, we have a link on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/5x5podcast. Just so you know, if there are any recommendations from our guests or stuff we're going to talk about, and if there is a relevant video on YouTube, we will put a link on it. So yeah, go check it out if you haven't yet. But do it after this podcast. You have to finish this podcast first.
Yes.
Anyway, the Veronica Mars movie trailer. I was a fan of the TV show when it aired, and me and my friends were, of course, very sad when it got canceled. And
too
it was a little
soon.
Bit. It was yeah. a little, you know, bit in. It didn't end satisfyingly enough. We sort of like, huh.
And also, I mean, that last season was. I think they were trying really hard to hang
to stay on
air. Yeah, to stay on air, to hang on, and too many things had changed. So if you're not familiar with Veronica Mars, children,
yes.
children who may be listening,
it's on
to
iTunes.
This.
Yeah. So it's on iTunes and there are DVDs.
It's a fun series to watch to marathon.
Yeah.
Like, just watch an entire season. It's about a girl who sort of plays private eye.
Yeah.
In
she's
high school,
she's a sleuth.
Yes. Yes.
It's sort of modern day Nancy Drew, but if Nancy Drew were, you know, snarky.
So that's
she's a high she's in high school, right?
It starts the series starts. She's in high school and she sort of helps out her dad. But
who's
also
a PI? I was a PI or starts up a sheriff. He starts as a sheriff and
yes.
he becomes a PI.
Yes,
all right.
Becomes a PI. And then so she helps him out. Her family has sort of fallen from grace because
mm-hmm.
But she starts the longer arc of the season. Of the first season is that her best friend has died.
Yes, she has been murdered.
Yes.
So she solves that mystery.
Yes, and she solves that mystery, and it involves certain people in the town. And eventually we get to meet a cast of characters living in their town of Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fun. It was a fun series. It was never really, I think, a big hit.
right? Cult following, I guess.
Cult following, and then
as you can see, it has been brought back by the cult following.
Yes.
They did a Kickstarter to, because I think the deal was, if they raised enough money
on
they raised enough money, then the then a certain studio would like pick it up or like distribute it or they'll match or something. I don't have the details, but basically the fans rallied together and made the Kickstarter Kickstarter a success, and now we have the movie. And I saw the trailer, and it looks pretty good. I mean, you know, it's like everybody's, you know, back to their. They look good, and it's fun because if you were a fan of the TV show, you kind of miss them.
Yes,
and I guess from what I saw in the trailer, Veronica, she's grown. She's now a lawyer apparently,
mm-hmm.
but you know she's still the same in a way, the same Veronica Mars that we know and love. And although I do have, I don't know, it's the trailer does give you an idea of mm-hmm. what the mystery or what the case is about.
Yes, which basically, is a murder again.
Yeah, yes. Another murder. In this case, her old friend's girlfriend, current girlfriend. Her ex-boyfriend Logan had a girlfriend, and she gets murdered. And Logan is like the number one suspect because apparently all the clues point to him, and he asks for her help, and so there she tries to solve the case. My only issue was like I wish they'd have gone bigger with the scope of the movie. Like,
so it seems like you're just going back to the small town.
Yeah, this is something they could have done in a TV episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, like, how about you know, if the president of the United States gets murdered and she has to solve something like that, something bigger, something, you know, something worthy of the big screen. That's just my thing. But of course, when the movie comes out, I will watch it. That will be there on Thursday.
I guess, I was one of the people who contributed to the Kickstarter.
Yay,
so because of me, we have this movie.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you. Thank you, Mina.
Yes, me and several thousand people.
Yes,
but I got a shirt and some stickers.
Where is the shirt? Do you have it with you now?
It's with my sister in the U.S. Oh. Because they
she doesn't want to give it to you, does she?
she's pretending to be the producer. It's a shirt that Kickstarter funders get. So I have that shirt in theory. My sister has it, but so I'm really happy to have supported the project that got the movie made. And also when I saw the trailer, a few things. I really like how Jason Doring, who plays Logan, looks because he looks okay.
Yeah, he looks good.
Yeah, because since
it's been how many years?
It's been eight years. Several years. I mean, he has been in other shows since Veronica Mars, but I didn't necessarily like how he looked in those shows.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But this one kind of does make him. I don't know if it was conscious, if he actually looks like that now, or it was something that they made him do because
maybe it's the same stylist.
Maybe it's the same stylist, but he does look like Logan again, and then a little older. And then of course, like for the people who shipped Logan and Veronica back in the day, it's like yay.
Are you one of these people?
You know what? I mean, not really, but I actually did find. I mean, I like Veronica Mars.
I thought it was cute though.
Yes.
It was unexpected and cute.
I like Veronica Mars, but I actually started really becoming excited when those two kids got together.
Okay.
Because I mean, they had chemistry and.
Oh, yeah, they did. And it was, you know, I don't know, it was interesting seeing them together.
Yeah.
Because a lot of TV couples, they kind of bore you when they get together.
It seemed like the absolutely wrong thing for her to do, and then she does it. So it seems like the fun thing, which is, I think, what's happening in the movie now. It's like it seems like so the trailer shows that she seems to have her life together. She's okay. She has
her boyfriend adores her.
Yeah, she's still with Piz. I think it's Piz from the last season. So looks like him. I don't know, but I mean, he seems like. such an upstanding guy, and then suddenly she's drawn back into the whole Logan mess because he's bad news.
Logan's bad news.
Yes, he's bad news. So it seems like, okay, so...
Apparently his girlfriends keep getting murdered.
I know.
But that should have been a sign.
But point taken, it does seem like a small... It seems like they went small. Yeah. Based on the trailer, when they could have gotten bigger. It seems like, and when if you were watching the show at the time, and they had just finished high school, and they were wondering what to do for if they would get renewed after high school. There was a suggestion out on the internet back then to just skip college and show Veronica working as an actual PI, because I mean everyone in the cast would have looked. Older than college anyway. And at least it solves the problem of having to keep everyone in school.
But why are you all going to college together?
But they didn't do that. They did a season where they actually went to college, and that's when it ended. That's when the show ended. So I guess this is like how it would have been if things had gone that way. But it looks good, and Kristen Bell was the voice of Princess Anna in Frozen.
Oh, she was.
Yes.
So, I did not see that movie.
So I hope she sings really well. Yeah.
Of course she does. She's perfect.
So I hope this the fact that she's suddenly this big Disney princess. Gets more attention for the movie because she's great and she should get all the success ever.
Yes, exactly. I have not seen the TV shows or stuff that Doring has been in since Veronica Mars, but I have seen a couple of things that Kristen Bell has been in since then. I saw like the first season of Gossip Girl. She wasn't in it, but she was the voice.
Yeah, she was the voice of Gossip Girl. Yeah, yes, you would know Kristen Bell from being the voice of Gossip Girl,
of course. And I am watching House of Lies.
Oh yes.
And she's pretty good there. She's so not Veronica Mars there. So and yeah, I like that show, and you know, I'm really excited for the movie. So I hope you all check it out when it comes out. And if you haven't seen the trailer, go look. I hope, we spoiled you for the trailer, but no, it's a trailer.
Oh, it's a trailer. You can go watch it and then be excited along with us.
All right. So what do we have to feature today, Nina?
Okay. Something not book or movie.
Can it be bacon?
Yes, it can be bacon. So we're going to talk about bacon.
Okay, yay,
this next feature. So we don't just geek about TV and books, apparently. We also like food. We talk about food almost every episode, right?
Yeah. But
cake, baking, etc. But no, I'd like to mention the restaurant of a friend of mine who's a chef. His name is Chef Sharwin T. He's the host of kind of TV-related.
His first name is Chef.
Yeah. Second name Sharpen. Yeah. No, he's the host of a show on Lifestyle Network called Curiosity Got the Chef, and he opened his own restaurant a few months ago. Yes, and it's called The Quirky Bacon. It's on Wilson Street in Green Hills, and there's a lot of bacon.
No, he does really amazing things to bacon, apparently.
Yes. So I've visited it. I've actually had the pleasure of trying some of those dishes when he brings food to parties with friends, because he does that because he's awesome. But so he has a dish called pork panalo, which is like pork wrapped in bacon, or like meats wrapped around each other.
Which is panalo. Yes. For those of you who don't speak Filipino, means winner.
Yes, so it is a winner of a pork dish. So that's featured in his restaurant now. And the dish I had was... something called lechon style wagyu.
Oh,
yes. So it's really good. They have something called bacon rice, which is fabulous. And it's not just rice with bits of bacon. It seems like it's
bacon with a little rice.
It's rice that has bacon essence. I don't know how it's made. But it is fabulous. If you're into bacon, if you're watching your bacon intake, then you know every once in a while when you do have bacon, this is the place
yes.
you should go to.
If you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna overdose on on pork, this is like the best way to
yeah,
do it.
Yes. Yeah. And they have a thing where they can offer you a side of bacon for any dish that you order. So even if you ordered a non-bacon dish, you can
yeah,
get it with
the side of bacon.
So yes. Yeah,
so I'd like to have a healthy salad with a side of bacon.
Yes, exactly. They do have that. They do have like a salad with bacon. So, you know, best of both. So both. Yeah. So there. We're gonna
put the link to their Facebook page on the show notes.
Yes.
So and they also have a Twitter.
Yes, and they have great desserts also. We had a flan. It was like a chocolate flan that was spicy.
Did it have bacon?
No, it did not. Oh. But you could.
It could have it with a side of have that with a side
yes,
of
you
bacon.
You could have it with a side of bacon. They also have.
It's guess, genius. I mean,
yes,
really.
Yes, exactly. So like savory and sweet. Don't choose. Have everything. So we had that, and it's fun. It's fun to go with friends who enjoy food like this, talking, and we could. And if you've been there, mention what it was like, what you ordered, and we can let's try to have Chef Charwin on the podcast one of these days to talk about bacon.
If you've been to the Quirky Bacon, please, you know, let us know what you think. Use the hashtag 5x5 podcast, and yeah, we'll reply to you because this is pre-recorded.
Yes, and if you have a favorite, place where you get these interesting meals and interesting food, let us know.
Yeah, please share it with us because we always like to discover new restaurants and we like to try out new things, not just bacon.
Yes.
Or
cake. So I think we've fangirled about bacon enough in this episode. So never.
It's not possible.